Hello, Scott. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, thank you for asking. My name's Nadine Medina, by the way. I'm one of the specialists here that handles the pricing for your area. So congrats on the new business. I hear LLC this past week, right?
Yep,
officially.
I am a new LLC. Yep, new official LLC. Yep.
Awesome. Good for you. Good for you. Now, I know that you were speaking with Tara, my representative, and she does such a great job at explaining the basics of our program. I know that you had, you know, some concerns because, you know, with being able to, well, I don't want you to think you're going to be overwhelmed with calls and jobs all in one day, okay? What we do offer you, it's what we call steady flow of clients where you can actually pick and choose the ones that you want to take without having a cost per call or per job. What we do is we set it at a fixed flat rate. Okay. Our program, it is month to month and there's no contracts. So now because you're a new business, I would be offering you our new in business rate. It's a flat rate of $249 month to month. No contracts involved. Okay. What that does is it lists you in two spotlight positions on Google, which is in the local map on the first page, as well as the top of the page in the Google Ads. So that way you can target outside of your local area. We do create content for you on Bing, and we submit you to popular directories. Some of those to mention are Facebook, Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB.
Okay.
And in addition to that, Scott, we will also include a website for you that we will build, host it, and maintain it. It would be attached to your listing, so that way when they click on it, they get to see, you know, the photos of the work that you've done, and they get to know more about your business, okay?
Okay.
We also include the voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and we give you that exposure as well on mobile devices, which includes iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So, I mean, what we do is pretty much cover all of your bases at that cost of $249 a month.
Okay.
I mean, how does that sound to you? How do you feel about it?
Well, $249 a month. It is technically the advertising and, hold on a second here. Let me get my earpiece.
Of course.
Well, and I got my hands full for a second here. I'm multitasking.
I know, I hear you. I hear you. definitely.
Okay. Well, I mean, to be honest, I do like that idea better than what I originally, agreed with Home Advisor, where they're just kind of sending leads to me and,
right.
I'm kind of starting to realize, okay, now that my business is out there, I'm getting phone calls of companies who want me to advertise for them. So, to be honest, I'm not really opposed to this idea. I probably should, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to have to drop one or the other because I can't really afford to have all these companies, you know, offering me, you know, they're, so, which I will see, I should just call them and just say, hey, look, I hate to do this, but I probably have to call them and tell them a little white lie and say, hey, I've got, you know, too much work. I'm not going to be able to keep this up.
We work with a lot of their clients as well, Home Advisor and Angie's Leads. Not to say that it's
Angie
a bad
leads.
Thing. I know, I'm very aware with their process on how they, like there's different programs they have, like the opportunities, the ones that you accept, you know, sometimes they charge you a percentage and so forth, or there's some that are on the program where they're paying for every single lead, whether it converts into a job or not. They have different programs, right?
Yeah.
A lot of our clients, okay, what they have shared with us is, in order for them to give our program a shot, what they've done, and I'm not saying to cancel them. I mean, that's not the advice I would give to any business owner. It's not my job to tell you who to cancel and who to keep. My job is to provide you a program that's going to best fit your needs where it's going to save you some money in the long run and help you generate more business. Of course, with getting you, you know, listed in front of those that are searching for your services. With Angie's leads, I'm very aware, you know, because some of our clients have done it. They've put their leads on pause, okay, so that they're not incurring that cost, so that they're able to give our program a shot. Once they've done that and they've seen the money that they're generating, eventually they no longer need to use the Home Advisor and Angie's leads. But that's what others have done in order to give our program a shot.
Yeah, which they did tell me that if I'm getting too swamped or if I'm in a bad position where I can't take any more leads, that, I mean, the lady was really awesome about it, really nice. And
I'm glad that she explained that. You know, there's a lot of them that they don't, I don't know if it's not being explained. I think sometimes it's maybe a miscommunication. But, yeah, that's great that she was able to share that with you as well. I mean, that's their job, you know, to let you know what they can help you with and what they can, you know, and how you can get around that part, especially when you're super busy, right? So you're not incurring that cost.
Yeah. I mean, I want to be able to help everybody's business, but at the same time, I'm just like, I can only do so much. And
Exactly. And I'll tell you, Scott, I mean, this isn't geared to overwhelm you all in one day, just so you know the timeline. Within 3 to 5 business days, your website will be completed, and that's for you to review and let us know if there's any changes to be made. Within 6 to 10 days, you'll receive a PIN code. It comes from Google. It looks like a postcard, and that PIN code's what's going to make you the red dot on the map. Now, and it'll be mailed to you as well. Now, with the directories, you'll be listed within 5 to 7 days. In the Google ads, you'll be there within 7 to 14 days. Typically, what our terms and conditions states is that your business will have first page placement there in the local map section between 30 to 45 days. Okay. However, I will tell you that we like to under promise and over deliver. And I can say at times, Scott, I have seen it happen sooner. And because we know it's important for you to start getting those calls as quickly as possible is why we list you at the top of the page in the Google ads within the 7 to 14 days to supplement that listing, okay?
Okay.
So that's our timeline. You know, it's not to overwhelm you, like I said. It is a process, and it won't happen overnight, that's for sure. Okay? But I did want to share that with you because I think it's important that you know the expectancy and when you're going to see the traction, right?
Sure. So, yeah, no, awesome. No, that's, no, I'm glad you actually pointed that out. And so, yeah, no, that's pretty helpful. And yeah, I mean, that you guys kind of just gave me a little bit more of that confidence.
So you don't,
that way,
and I know because you're still trying to get some things in order, right? So again, I don't want you to feel overwhelmed and like, oh my gosh, I can't take these jobs and now these people are going to be upset, right? And we can definitely be very targeted.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, right now I'm a couple months, like, already booked up. And I haven't talked to, like, any home builders quite yet. I turned one down because they wanted to be cheap with me and all that. And I just, you know, obviously I'm trying to
pay me what I'm worth,
my time,
right?
And, yeah, exactly. And so, like, I've got home builders. I had a couple of home builders. Actually, I turned two down that came in, or like, we need you, but we're willing to pay you this. And I'm like, no, that's
not fair.
I mean, you can't do that.
Like,
I can make more money going just work for individual clients. But there are a couple home builders I'm still interested in working with, but, you know, I just got to see if they're willing to take a guy like me in. So we'll see. But, I mean, other than that, yeah, I definitely, the Google Maps, it definitely will help me a lot. A month of, I just, because that's when I meet with my new attorney to get all legal documents pretty much in place. And that way, when I'm ready to sign on new contracts, you know, with, you know, individuals that, like, I have no idea who they are, whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And if it's anything like, to have that ready at hand so I can, you know, take on the work, and then if anything falls out, I can have the legal documents basically protect myself and the client so we don't go to court then there's no time wasted and there's no money lost. Like, that's basically the goal. I mean, you know, I'm not trying to sound negative or anything, but realistically, people are very too happy these days, and they will find anything to nickel and dime you for. And it's just, it's kind of a dangerous world out there. So,
it is.
Especially who invested a lot of money that has to now make all that money back. It's gonna be a tough one for at least the first year until I can get the ball rolling again.
It's a lot of investing. A lot of investing. I mean, I know. I used to be a business owner 10 years ago when my husband and I ran a catering business before he got sick, and there was a lot of money going out, you know, and at one point I told him, when's the money coming in? He's like, just hang tight. We got to invest. And, you know, I'll tell you, after the first couple of days that we did, we made the money back and we invested on equipment and marketing and all that. And then from there, I mean, the company took off, you know? So.
Yeah. And that's what it really takes. It's just the money I've been making for the past few jobs already I've been doing. I mean, and these aren't super big jobs. But, I mean, I'm constantly having to reinvest that money back into the business right now. I'm probably sunk at about $130,000 gone. And, you know, I mean, excavating can make that, I mean, I can easily make that back in about 6 months to 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
if the timing is just right. And that's kind of what I'm trying to aim. But, I'm also trying to be careful not to, like, burn my bridges where I'm like, hey, I'm sorry, I don't want to turn you down a few months out.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, this is the reality.
Right.
So, but, you know, to be honest with you, I can't predict. I mean, like I said, I know Angie leads are, they're pretty legitimate. I've done a lot of research on them. And
yeah.
They're the ones that contacted me, and I took my time. I did my research, and they're pretty legitimate with their stuff. And it works great. Like I said, it's not for everybody. After I kind of did sign on with them, I'll give it a go, but is this going to be a forever thing? Probably not. Cause I mean, I have a pretty good tendency of getting word of mouth, but like with the Google thing, I like a lot and I like how it kind of legitimizes like me a lot more.
Right.
So I don't know that. And I don't know. And the way you explain things to me, I kind of like your guys' system better. So I'm kind of, and I do like your advice, like you're not trying to put anybody down. You're just like, hey, look, you pause and, you know, give us a go. And
yeah, no, absolutely. And I'll tell you, that's not my motto. That's one thing. I mean, you'll never, ever hear me tell a business owner what they're doing is bad. I mean, it is a great direction. I think it is.
It is. But, they're very great. And it just depends on what you do and what you're trying.
Exactly.
I guess everyone has their own achievement with their business model. Me, I kind of have my own thing. I've, you know, old school, I've been word of mouth. I've, you know, been in local ads, you know, that,
about your business, especially word of mouth, because, you know, I mean, these are people referring you that have actually, you know, used your services. You've done a great job and now they're telling their friends and family about you. And Google's one of the biggest word-of-mouth advertisers out there. I mean, if you think of it in this way, right, all it takes is for one person who knows nothing about your business to see just one good review from someone who's used your services. I mean, you've now opened a whole new door to their family and friends who are now going to know who you are, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So no, I did send you.
No, that's exactly that.
Now, I did send you my contact information as well via text message. I mean, you know, Scott, it is my job to let you know that we will still be calling through the area. I mean, I don't know when you anticipate that this is something you would want to move forward with. Only because, you know, again, it's right now you have the first opportunity, right? I mean, Tara and my other reps are still calling to find me that one business. My question is when do you think this is something you would want to move forward with?
You know, honestly, I mean, the timelines you gave me are kind of
Hello?
I'm not opposed to the idea. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh. I can hear you now. I can hear you now.
Okay. Sorry. So with the timelines you gave me, I think this would actually be feasible. So I would not be opposed to setting up the subscription process and getting this started with you guys. And then, since I have to talk to Angie Leeds anyways today, I'm just going to tell him, hey, look, I paid my dues for the year. I need to, put you guys on pause for now until I can kind of get things positioned right. I'm just going to tell them I'm not in a position right now to kind of take on any leads until further notice, until I can kind of figure out where the market's going to be. And then if things start to kind of turn the other direction, then I will resume operations on top of what I've got in order to stay afloat. And basically, now I can, as just kind of a double whammy, not a double whammy, that's the wrong terminology, basically a win-win at this point.
Right.
Hopefully.
Right.
Hopefully. But and there's no doubt in my mind, I mean, with how busy things are right now, and it seems to get busier and busier, and, I don't think I'm going to need both sources, but it's just nice to have for a little.
Exactly.
Fewer things go.
Exactly.
And then once I'm really prepared and over-prepared, then I will, open that door back up and just run it with them if I need to. If not, I'll just say, hey, you know what? I've got enough for what I need. I mean, either way, and I was very honest and straight with home builders that are paying me really good. At this point, I'm not going to no longer need your services because that's just, I can't overpromise here, and that's just not who I am. I just don't oversell and overpromise. I got to maintain my reputation, and I got to stick with work. It's better to stay a little under than a little over. Otherwise, then it gets stressful and overwhelming. And
yeah, and it sounds like you wear a lot of hats, But, I mean, and like I said, this is not going to overwhelm you and get you, to the point where you're like, and I mean, great if you do get to that point where you're like, listen, I can't handle more. I mean, we also have, the option, let's say further on down the line, you're super swamped. You got work, like you are booked solid for 3 months. I mean, there's always seasonal holes that we can put on there so you don't lose your position. But again, like I said, it doesn't happen overnight. And it's not geared, it's really geared for the businesses that are not, how I would say, the dying business, right? This is geared for the business that's looking to grow, okay? Not the business that's ready to shut the door, right?
Right.
So, what do you think? You want to give it a shot?
Yeah, I'd be, I'm on board with doing it. I like the idea of being...
Now, it takes about 10, 15 minutes to set up the account. What we do is, and then we also set up a client interview for a time that's going to be convenient for you. You'll be speaking with one of our technicians as well, and they'll go over, everything more in detail. I do want to send you 2 emails, though. What's the best email for you?
Hello?
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 You still there? I can hear you now.
Yeah, I'm still.
Okay, what's the best email for you, Scott?
Yeah, so this is just going to be my personal email until I can get up.
That's fine.
I can't remember my business email. I have to go back and figure it all out.
That's okay. It's just where we're going to send correspondence from us, and your receipt goes to your email as well. No one's going to see it.
Okay. Okay. So my email is randalino95@gmail.com, randalino. 95@gmail.com.
Okay, Randalino, right? 95.
Yep,
@gmail.com.
95. Correct.
Okay. So the first 2 emails that you're going to receive from me, it's going to be labeled the first one, Google Advertising, in the subject part. It's going to have everything outlined with the pricing being $249 month-to-month for the Platinum package with no contracts. I also put in an example of a website. Okay, it's for electricians, but just to kind of give you an idea of the layout of the website, and then it has everything that we're including in the program. Okay, that's the first email that I've sent. The second email that I'm sending you, it's going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So we also provide you a customized tracking and reporting system that you'll be able to see your results. You can track the calls that you're getting, the clicks that you receive, where they perform the location of the search. So it gives you the whole breakdown. Okay. Now, I know you go by Scott, but your first name, is it Randall or? Okay.
Yep. Randall with 2 L's is my actual birth name. It's my my legal, but I just go by my middle name, so.
Yeah, that's okay.
I set up the Randolino 95 a long time. I set up the Randolino a long time ago. Like, I was
that's pretty cool.
I don't know. I was one of those weird kids.
I had so many different emails. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Sometimes it was hard to keep track.
Yeah, you're telling me. And I think I have like one or two others out there. I know one of them's my business, and I think I have one of them out there that I just I made a long time ago that I can't even figure out what happened to them.
I had one when I got married. You know, of course I had one when I was single, and then when I got married, I had to create a new one, and then I'm just like, oh my gosh. And then it was like, my name is not common, Nadine Medina. I mean, especially my first name. And I'm like, what the heck? I can't even get an email with that.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I just got your email here. And so
awesome.
I've got everything. Nadine Medina.
Perfect.
Yep. The direct Google Analytics, and
then,
all that stuff. So.
Yes, sir. Awesome. So that way you have an overview of how the reports look. Now your last name, you said, what was your last name? Foster?
Foster, yeah.
Is that F-O-S-T-E-R?
Correct.
Okay. Now, the number that clients are going to be contacting you on, is that going to be the 360-259-9337?
Yep.
Okay. And then the company...
For now, and then eventually I'm going to...
Uh-huh, go
eventually
ahead.
I will get a new phone number. Do I just call you guys up when I get a new
yes.
phone number?
Yes.
Business?
Absolutely. We would want to update that, okay? But for now, it'll be this number. Okay.
Yep.
And then when it comes to the company name being listed, is it going to read as Black? And is that, do you pronounce it, Butt? B-U-T-T-E?
Yep. Blackview Excavating and
Blackview
LLC.
Got it.
Yep.
And it's the word and,
yep.
correct? Not the and symbol.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, not the and symbol,
then,
A-N-D.
Got it. Now, we're also going to have Google send out that PIN code to you. Keep in mind, it's going to come in the mail and it'll look like a postcard. The PIN code's what's going to make you the red dot on the map. What address are we going to have them send it to?
So the address will be my home address is 23860.
And that address will not show. Okay.
I don't need that address. I mean, I don't need
we
that address
it.
Shown. I just
we hide it
yeah.
on Google. Okay, so no worries about that. Especially because you don't have like a brick and mortar, right? A lot of businesses have what's called a home office. So we hide the address. You said it was 22860?
Yeah, 22860. That is Nelson Road, NELSON.
Okay.
And then that's in Bend.
97701.
Yep. That's
okay.
Correct.
Awesome. And I'm going to hide that address because again, we don't want anyone showing up at your house. Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
don't want to be in that.
You're
yet.
Like, yeah, please don't.
Technically, my office is on a field somewhere and it isn't stationary. I'm a very mobile guy that moves around all the time. So.
Yeah. No worries. Now, but the card, as far as the card that we'll be using today for the payment for the $249,
okay.
my apologies, is that card in your name, the business name,
yes.
or does it have both?
It has both, my business name with my actual personal name on it.
Okay. Your name reads as Randall, is it S. Foster, or is it Randall Scott Foster?
I think it says Randall Scott Foster. Give me a second. Let me pull it up.
Okay. No problem.
So it comes out as Randall Scott Foster, and it says Black Butte Excavating on it.
Black Butte Excavating. Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
Is it
That's
the
all
same
it says
billing?
On the card.
Okay. And is it the same
billing
address?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. So it's a Visa, my OnPoint Community Credit Union business card.
Oh, that's awesome. I love credit unions.
I do too.
With one. You know what? The rates are so much better.
yeah,
I think
no,
they
really
are. The
no,
services,
they
just everything.
Like, yeah, no, they've had my back and they've been really good to me and they've covered my tail end on every little thing. And I financed my brand new, so my fiance and I, we just bought a brand new trailer we're living in.
Oh my gosh, how exciting.
You know, yeah.
How cool is that?
Yeah, so we're living, it's awesome. I mean, eventually, I definitely want to get a house, but right now the market's just ridiculous down here. I mean, just for a decent 3-bed, 2-bath house, 1,200 square feet, you're looking at about $740,000.
Oh my gosh.
On 0.02 acre lots. I mean, it's insane here.
That
it's like
sounds
another
insane.
California here.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So,
I hear you.
Right now, I'm looking further east, quite a ways out. And I'm looking to find property I can build on. And because my fiance and I were horse people, we grew up.
Aww.
Pretty much ranching, being cowboys and cowgirls over here, and we're trying to get
land. How exciting.
So.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Goals, right? It's good to have goals like
yeah.
that. And
very
you said it was
goals.
A Visa?
Yeah, it's a Visa card.
Okay. I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay. Give me a second. This darn post doesn't want to stand up right.
It's okay. Take your time. I know you're multitasking there.
Yeah, well, I've got concrete sitting in a bucket right now that's like drying, and I'm trying
I want
to
get you through this as quickly as possible.
It's so fine. I mean, it'll take a little bit. Yeah, I had my helper, he had to take his, one of the guys that was working for me, I ended up letting him go. So I told him to take him home. And so, just unfortunately, like, even though I'm looking for people, but at the same time, it's like, they're not a fit for me,
Nothing
personal, then you just can't have you here, So.
Yeah, no, you're running a business. That's what happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I had one of those. He had one of those things. He said something inappropriate to a client of mine, and that's just my integrity of my business. It's something like the kid's nice, and I like him, but, personally, I know he has good intentions, but just work ethic is just not quite there, And
you know what?
Somebody
and
gotta.
Yeah, you have to, and
yeah,
I'll tell you, I was the same way.
Yeah, and the thing is, I tell people, in a business, we can drink beer and hang out outside of work, but when we're working, we got to be professional. It doesn't matter who we're building for, whether it's a family member or whether it's friends or whether it's a client we don't know. You always got to be professional, because why? It's not necessarily just you are the business. And so any bad impression that a client gets of you will reflect
on your business.
Reflect on the business. And I can't have that. And I can't afford that. That's my livelihood. If my business goes down the drain because you said something inappropriate or you copped up an attitude towards a client, whether they were right about something or not, you just don't do that. And then when I have to confront my worker about it, behind closed doors and hold them accountable and they cough up an attitude. Look, if that's how it's going to be, I can't have you here. It's just, I don't want to do that, but, it doesn't really leave me any choice and I can't risk that. And
yeah,
I hate
no.
doing that. I hate letting people go.
But you're
just,
running
I
a
don't
business.
Want to do that.
And it's your reputation as well.
Yeah. And it's just but he's young and he's just going to have to understand he wants to run his own business too. And, he's a smart kid,
learn.
And I think he's gonna. I think he's gonna make it. He's just gonna have to learn from today's mistake, and just go out into the world. Let him do what he has to figure out. And hopefully it's early, when there's not much at risk. That's
right.
Because I want the best for everyone. I don't. It's if he doesn't want to be friends at the end of the day, that's fine. I don't really care. But I just don't need. I just don't want. Businesses getting trashed because of some temporary feelings or because things get personal. It's just
yeah.
not how the world works. So
it doesn't.
Anyways, yeah. So anyways, I got my card number ready for you whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. So my card number is 4606 7502 8470.
Mm-hmm.
3469.
Expiration?
My expiration date is 12/24.
And the CVC code on the back?
CVC is 940.
Okay. I'm just going to repeat it back to you for accuracy. You said 4606-7502-8470-3469. And that expires 12/24. And then CVB is the 940, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Before I process the payment, Scott, I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification recording. The reason is because I do have you. And it's because I have you at a pricing, you know, discounted rate that we don't typically advertise. Okay. What it's going to do, it's going to outline our service agreement. It is also an added form of protection for you that I send in writing along with your invoice. Now, as I am walking you through it, if there is anything that you don't understand, do me a favor and stop me so that I can review it and clarify. Okay. Just say, hey, Nadine, wait, what does that mean? Okay? And then I'll go ahead and rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure that you have a clear understanding before we process the payment. Sound good?
Sure, I appreciate that. Sure,
okay.
I appreciate that.
Of course, of course. So I'll go ahead and turn on the recording, and it reads like this.
Sure.
Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Blackview Excavating and Fencing, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Randall Scott Foster, RMI, and owner of the business.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, December 13th, 2021, in the non-refundable amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 13th day in the discounted amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now is update the package, and then I'm going to process the payment. How does your schedule look for today for your client interview? What we do is we block out an hour, and the client interview can take between 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little longer. It just depends on how many details or questions that you have, but we do block out an hour.
Okay.
How does your schedule look for today? Pretty busy?
This morning I'm busy, but I can certainly do this afternoon. You guys are Pacific time, aren't you?
Yes, we are. We are on the same time zone as you are. Yes, sir.
Excellent. That makes it even easier. So, yeah.
Right?
Let's
Let
so
me
what's your
look.
Latest business hours here?
And we are here 7 to 4 every day. I actually have an available appointment for 4 o'clock. Would that work for you, 3 to 4? Okay. That's the hour that we block out. 4
o'clock work, because that's when... That's perfect, because it'll be dark here, and I'll be done with work.
Okay.
Absolutely sit down with you guys, and yeah.
What I'm going to do is the hour that we block out is 3 to 4 o'clock. I'm going to ask them if they can call you closer to 4. Is that what you would prefer?
Yeah, closer to 4 would be, but if, I mean, I plan to shut operations down at about 3 o'clock.
Okay.
No, I know we've got a foot of snow in La Pine, so I'll be,
oh man.
We'll be probably shut down pretty early. Yeah.
Okay. And don't feel that they're going to call you like right at 3 o'clock on the dot. Okay. They might call you a few minutes after,
okay.
But we do block out. So you can expect a call between 3 and 4 o'clock from an 877 number. Okay. Make sure that you answer all calls within that hour. Yes. They are also,
yes.
If you don't answer the first time, Scott, they will try again, okay, until they get a hold of you, right? They'll call you a couple more times.
Okay.
However, I am sending you right now an email with your calendar invite, okay? We do send a notification to you an hour before as a reminder of your upcoming client interview, okay? In that interview, they're going to cross all the T's, dot all the I's, and they're also going to talk to you about the website, everything more in detail, keywords, areas that you're going to target as well. We're going to take down just a couple of notes, you and I, their basic notes for the technician, and then they'll also re-verify the information with you that I verified to make sure everything's accurate, okay? Now,
sounds good.
As far as with the services, I mean, I know obviously excavating, but what other services do you want me to list on here?
So I just do excavating and fencing.
And fencing?
And
all types of fencing?
Just about. I typically do cedar, chain link, post and rail ramps, ornamental
fencing,
iron.
Chain link. Okay.
Well, no, so the four different fences I listed, those are my main ones I do. Cedar isn't really.
Okay.
To be honest, I mean, ranch style fencing is my number one I've been doing lately, but yeah, these are the four different fences I see commonly here that I do.
Okay.
And that's the experience I pretty much have. Ornamental iron, chain link, cedar, post and rail, ranch style fencing. I'm not going to include vinyl because vinyl's too expensive and I hate installing vinyl.
Yeah. No worries. And then you said excavating.
Yeah.
Is this going to be for both residential and commercial, or do you have one that you want to focus on?
So I'm only licensed for residential. It does include very small commercial, but there's different levels of commercial of licensing that I have to apply for, unfortunately.
Right.
Small commercial, like small businesses, like small offices. Like, just nothing bigger than 2,000 square feet is all I can do.
Okay.
So.
Not a problem. And then, do you happen to have any photos of work that you've done?
Yes, I do. I have a crap load of photos.
Awesome. What about a business logo? Do you need us to build you one? It won't cost you anything.
I was going to, actually, I do need a business logo. I have a variety of options, so that's something that we're just going to have to email work on and kind of be on the phone about. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
I can't find anybody to design a logo for me, so if you guys are willing to do it, make it look very bold and
it's
included. I'm happy to hire you guys to do that.
Yeah, and it won't cost you anything. It's included in the package. So I put that you need a business logo and that you have some ideas, so they'll go over that with you as well. Now, as far as the areas that you want to target, do you want to target, like, by a mile radius? Do you want to cover, like, from your location? Let's say if you said, I want to cover 50 miles, right? It's like we draw a circle 50 miles around your current location in Bend, and we throw a blanket over it, okay? That's what I mean by a mile radius. How far do you want to target?
Yeah. I would say, so the mile radius I'm used to seeing, I would say, can you guys do 75-mile radius?
I would say the furthest is going to be about 60 miles, okay, to give you enough traction. I would say 60.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, let's be 60.
And then when clients contact you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
I prefer all three would actually be okay. I like phone calls preferably, but I'm okay with all three. I mean, any form of communication, whatever is easier.
Okay. And I know you mentioned, and it's not required, but I know that you mentioned that you're licensed, and are you insured? You're licensed for residential,
I am insured.
Right? Okay. What are your hours of operation?
Yeah, I'm insured. Hours of operation are 7 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday.
Okay. And what forms of payments do you accept?
Check, cash. I haven't done the card system deal yet. Most people don't typically do that. Usually everybody does check and cash only. Because, yeah.
What about PayPal, Cash App, Zelle, Venmo, any of those?
I do have Venmo, which is fine and all, but for the work I do, I mean, it's pretty expensive. Venmo. Venmo, unfortunately, has a huge cap out.
Yeah.
What's that?
And they also have fees now that they're doing. Before it used to be free. Now they're charging you when you're a business. So my friend has a business.
Oh, yeah, no.
They froze her account. That's how she opened up a business one. Yeah, yeah.
Jeez.
Okay, perfect. So I also sent you two text messages while we were on the phone. The first text message I had sent you was our customer service number. Anytime you have changes, questions, concerns regarding your account, you will contact customer service, okay? I also sent you a link to a YouTube video that is about 6 minutes long. When you have time, please make sure to watch the video. It's actually going to give you a demonstration of our client dashboard and how you go to review your report, okay?
Okay.
And then we also sent you a copy of your invoice to both your email as well as your text messages. I know you're in the middle of working there. I don't know if you have an opportunity to take a quick look.
Give me a second here. I'm just scraping off the last concrete. I got to take this, and I just got to run this machine up to the hose to get the concrete off so it doesn't stick.
Take your time.
That would just take a few minutes here.
No worries. So, take your time.
My helper should be back any minute. That way I can kind of put him off and let him kind of take over while we try to get this addressed. Kind of want to get this done. So I'm trying to put in a fence right now.
Nice. And you've been doing this for like 14 years, right? I think you had mentioned to Tara about 14 years experience.
So fencing alone, four and a half years professionally, and then excavating 14 years combined professionally.
That's awesome.
He's been doing it for 30 years, and I started working for him when I was about 15. And, well, not for him, but working with him for big excavating outfits.
So nice.
That's kind of how I kind of started and didn't realize I was going to build my business and make this a father-son footstep here.
That's good. That's really good.
Yeah. Well, soon I'll have my dad come and work for me, but I'm trying to get established. But right now he's working for a buddy of his that I used to work for, and he's a really good guy, and he has great benefits and all that. And,
right.
Yeah, with Casey, and wait till I get established a little bit better, and then I'll get workman's comp and all that stuff squared away, and then, work between me and Casey. And luckily with Casey, since he does all the high-end stuff, like the multimillionaire homes, like the one he built for, one of the houses he built for Adele, the singer.
No way. Wow.
Yeah, so we have, I can't say the exact location. I don't want to get legally in trouble.
No. But how cool is that?
You know, it's funny. I've never met the person, but it's just I look at the name and it says the person's name. I'm like,
you're like, wait a minute.
That one British. I'm like, is this that one British here? And then the boss is like, oh yeah, that's her. I'm like, what the hell? And he goes, but you're probably not going to meet her because we're working with her personal managers or whatever. We've been working with them. They're really cool people. And they're like, yeah, no, it is the Adele that we're talking about here. I'm like, wow, that's great.
You're like, how cool is that?
I'm like, wow, I actually built a house for a celebrity. That's pretty crazy, but. Yeah.
Right?
But, like, kind of the good thing is he does these really big, like, 14,000 square foot, multi-million-dollar homes.
Wow.
So he, I mean, when he starts getting real busy again, he's offered to subcontract me. It'll be kind of a better tax write-off for him just to subcontract me out. So.
Yeah.
But also I've got his work ethic pretty well. And of course, everyone's looking for employees these days. He's been having a hard time trying to find people. So, I mean, I'm also really slow, then I'll go work for him. But I told him, well, if you need me and my machines, you know, I'll subcontract me out and I'll come and work for you. And so, but right now everything's just kind of slow for him at the moment just because we're waiting on permits because unfortunately new builds are like 6 months long.
Yeah.
That's kind
of wow, that's awesome.
Side of things but yeah,
I'll tell you,
kind of,
you know, I'm.
Kind of,
I was really big too on work ethic as well. Like, you know, when my husband and I had our catering business, you know, it was definitely, you know, it was a side gig, right? But it actually helped like offset, you know, I mean, cause nowadays you can't even just have one job, you know, and, this
oh,
was
no,
of course,
you got,
before
you
got sick. And I'll tell you, I was very picky on who worked my catering gigs because it's my name out there. You know what I mean? And
catering is like, it's a very high-end, very detail-oriented job. And the food has to be right. Like, the setup has to be presentable. I mean, I've been to weddings with, like, high-end catering. And, I mean, and I know catering pays pretty good, but it's a lot of responsibility. It's a lot of hard work.
It is. And you know what?
I hats off to you guys.
And I'll tell you, there was even a time where, and I was a stickler, like, listen, if you're there for 2 hours serving guests, right, you know, there's going to be a time where, like, no one's coming up to get food because everybody is already seated and they're eating. You stand there with your hands behind you. You don't start chit-chatting with your coworker next to you because you're providing a service, you know.
Right.
And
you're on somebody's clock. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I have a friend that she had like a dessert catering business and she was working for like high end. This was like, I mean, a personal chef for the celebrities.
Yeah.
And she was getting this big account with this gal for the year. I mean, she was going to be busy. She lost that account. That gal told her, listen, I will purchase your desserts and your setup. But as far as your people, you know, serving at my events, it's not going to happen because I don't understand why she even did that, but she was there at the event and she took a gal with her and no joke, they were like talking and stuff. And that's what turned away that chef. That chef said, listen, I've already given you the contract, but I will not be using your, you as far as like with the service, just your carts and your desserts. But as far as your people working the events, not going to happen. This is a service. You stand there with your hands behind you, like you don't talk. I mean, you're working with celebrities, they're paying big money. You know what I mean? And it's like, you stand there, it's a service you're providing. You're on someone's clock, like you said, you know? So I was a big like, you don't take out your cell phone. I don't care who's calling you. If you need to take that call, I understand. People have kids, there's emergencies. You need to walk away. Take off your gloves, walk away, go to your car, right? Make your call, whatever you got to do. But when you come back, you need to wash, sanitize your hands, and then put on new gloves. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was a big stickler about that.
No, absolutely.
Crazy.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. I completely understand. I mean, it kind of dumbfounds me. I mean, I feel like it's kind of a strange thing out there. It's like, they, you know, people expect you to be somewhat personable, but at the same time, it's like, you also kind of have to stand like a, like one of those British guards and, you know, not say anything until, you know, don't speak until spoken to. And it's just like, it kind of dumbfounds me, and it's kind of funny, but at the same time, it's like, well, if that's what the job description entails, then.
Yeah. I mean, and we would have people tell us like, oh, come and eat with us, or, oh, you know, come and have some margaritas with us. And I'm like, I'm sorry, we're on the clock. This is a service. And they're like, oh, are you sure? And I'm like, I'm positive. You know, I mean, it's nice that they offer, but no, we don't do that. We don't eat.
Yeah.
And we don't have any of your alcohol drinks. I mean, and you know, you get those parties that some people were like that, but you know, my daughter, when she would go with me, she would look at me and I'm like, no, you cannot have a margarita. No. I don't care if they offered it to you. She would just look at me like, well, Mom, you know, joking around. But yeah, I told her, no, you're crazy. You're working right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
just the way it goes.
Right?
But,
and then the invoice, it'll read, if you take a look, it'll say, Dear Randall Scott Foster, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below this email. Let me know if you see that.
Well, I just...
Okay.
Oh, I
perfect.
See it. I just parked the machine. I just rinsed it off.
Awesome.
So I've got a minute
now. Okay.
Excuse me.
Now, no worries. Now on that message, it'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. You'll click on click here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It will take you to a page that says Local Splash, Terms of Experience. This is everything that we are doing. When you scroll to the very bottom, right before the signature, there is a box to the left that says, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer. Okay, perfect.
Yep.
Now, you should have gotten something coming up asking you for a username and password.
Let me check here.
You click on the little box that says I certify, and then at the bottom, you'll type in your name exactly as it reads.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Username and password, right? It's asking you for one.
Hold on. I'm scrolling, looking for it right now.
Okay.
So I clicked the box. I certified I'm authorized, but there's nothing that shows about my password.
On the very bottom. So you clicked on the little box saying, I certify, and then you typed in your name in the signature box.
Yep.
The signature, Randall Scott Foster, correct? And you did confirm signature.
It's confirming right now. And now it comes up to username and password.
Awesome. So this is where you go in to see your reports. We don't have your username and password yet because they're going to create that for you. In your client interview, after that, we're working. I mean, we're getting work done. So... you'll receive another email with a username and password, and then you can update the password to one that you have, that you choose. Okay. This is where you go in to see your reports, view all your calls that you're getting, view your campaigns. Now, that's why I want you to also watch that video when you have time. Okay. And just as a reminder, within 6 to 10 days, you're going to receive that PIN code in the mail. It comes from Google, size of a postcard. You don't have a unit number or anything like that, right? It's just a physical address. Okay. Now, and the technician will go over it with you as well. Once you get the PIN code, provide us a PIN code because that's what's going to make you the red dot on the map. Within 3 to 5 business days, the website will be completed. We'll send it to you to review so you can make any changes if you need it. And then within 5 to 7 days, you'll be listed within the directories. 7 to 14 days, you'll be listed at the top in the Google Ads. The local map does take a little longer because, you know, we're waiting for you to receive the PIN code. But in our terms and conditions, it does state 30 to 45 days. But do keep in mind, I mean, I have seen at times it has happened sooner. And then reminder that your client interview is going to be between 3 and 4 o'clock. You'll receive a notification an hour prior reminding you of that upcoming interview. And as these steps are being completed, Scott, we will be sending you notifications. So when you're live in the Google Ads, you'll be notified. You'll receive a notification when you're live in the directories, a notification when the website's done, a notification when you're in the local map. So we keep you in the loop, okay, as these things are being completed, okay?
Sure.
And I want to be the first to welcome you to our local Splash family, and I really want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited for you.
Yeah, no, thank you for bringing me on.
Of course.
Yeah, I look forward to getting some business working with you guys, and getting moving down the road here and getting going. So
absolutely.
So what was I going to say? I'm trying to remember here what off the top of my head. And then as far as business logo, we'll discuss that later.
Yes, the technician will talk to you about that. I put in the notes that you have some ideas and that you need a business logo. So they'll go over all of those details with you in your client interview. Okay?
Okay. Yep, and then so I've got a bunch of templates I will send over and discuss that with him or her, and and then try to get it trademarked and get it designed and get moving. And then are you guys able to also do business cards too, or is that something I need to set up?
We don't do business cards. I know when I run my business, there's like VistaPrint you can go through. There's different you know, VistaPrint, they're just like simple. I mean, they have other ones that, you know, I just know VistaPrint offhand, but, you know, I don't know anybody else. I mean, to go to, I mean, that's just the one that I knew. I had a buddy of ours create our business cards when we had started. So
sure.
He was a family friend.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. No worries. Okay, cool. Well, that will, that'll work for me. And then I was going to ask, so once the logo is designed, I can have a template of it to where I can take it in to have it. Basically, I want my logo to be on my business cards. Just so that
you
way,
can
if
ask
people
the
need my
technician.
Information, I can just hand them a card.
Yeah, okay. Mention that to the technician that once the logo is built, if they could provide you that because you need to make business cards and you'd like to use that logo, and there shouldn't be a problem with them getting that to you. Okay?
Cool. Excellent. Awesome. Well, I really appreciate your help with that.
Of course. And I hope you have a very Merry Christmas and a happy and profitable New Year. I can't believe it's already
Thank
coming.
You too, Nadine. I can't believe it too. Right, I can't believe it's 2022. I remember it was 2010, like a year ago. Now it's all of a sudden 2022.
Exactly. Wow.
Scary.
Time flies.
Yeah.
All right then.
Yep.
Well, you take care, okay?
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, Scott.
All right. Bye.